Hi, this is Ned Ryan, President of American Majority. Last week, I began discussing fundraising, and I want to pick up where I left off in dealing with big donors. Now, your second option in dealing with big donors, and one that should be done even if there is a fundraising event, is to have your finance chair collect a list of names and phone numbers with a suggested dollar amount next to each name. Then it is your responsibility as the candidate to call each potential donor, introduce yourself, say that your finance chair, who is likely, or hopefully is likely, a friend of the donor, asked you to call, explain why you're running, and then make a pitch for them to support you monetarily. Again, fundraising is not the most enjoyable aspect of politics, but it is a very, very important aspect of campaigning. If you don't have money, you don't have the fuel to get your message out via TV and radio. Even if you're running a low-budget grassroots campaign at the school board or city council level, you're still going to need money to buy palm cards and yard signs to help get your name and message out. If you don't get your message and name out there, the odds are pretty good that you will lose. In dealing with smaller donors, there are several options as well. One is direct mail. This has become a very refined and professional aspect of campaigning. There are literally dozens and dozens of direct mail houses that deal with mail for political candidates. The process is expensive. You will probably lose money in the initial stages, but if you have the money and are working with a reputable mail house, a significant portion of your campaign funds could come through direct mail once you've paid off the initial costs of prospecting and building up your donor base. Let me explain a little bit about direct mail, though in all honesty, direct mail is more complicated and detailed than this explanation. Mail houses have lists of various donors, people that have given to candidates in the recent past, and that is something to be very aware of. Within 6 months, lists start drying up. If a list is more than a year old, while not totally worthless, it is not going to be a great list because over the course of the year, people have moved or died, causing a significant percentage of the names and addresses on an old list to go bad. So make sure your lists, if you are doing direct mail, are as current as possible. Now, what direct mail houses will do, if you hire one, is have one of their writers create an appeal letter for you, the candidate, explaining who you are and what you stand for. Then the mail house will attempt to match that letter up with a list of donors that it thinks will be likely donors for someone like you. The mail house will then send out a letter to the list, called a prospecting list, sometimes testing out various lists, usually 5,000 names from any given list, for a total of 25,000 to 40,000 names in your initial prospecting piece. The response on the prospecting pieces usually run anywhere from 1 to 3%. That means for 40,000 names, you are going to have anywhere from 400 to 1,200 donors respond to that prospecting piece to your campaign. Now, if the average gift from 400 donors is $25, that means you will have received $10,000. That's the catch with all of this because direct mail can be very costly up front. A 40,000 prospecting piece could cost you anywhere from $25,000 to $30,000, meaning you will have lost up front $15,000 to $20,000. As the average House mail list for congressional campaigns usually averages about 3,000 names, you can see that building up a list of donors that give through the mail can be expensive, but it will be worth the investment. A 3,000-member mailing list will usually generate $10,000 every mailing after costs. A list mailed up to six to ten times a year will get you anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000. To further help reduce costs, once you have a mail list of loyal donors, you bring it in-house, meaning you don't have to use a mail house any longer. That's going to save on costs. And once you have loyal donors, you might find that someone who initially gives $25 can actually give $100 or $250, maybe even $1,000. It's your responsibility to data mine the list of donors you have and see if donors might actually be able to give you more. Another way to build a donor base through the mail is to use party lists, or, if they're willing, sometimes incumbents from your state and the same party will sometimes let you prospect off their in-house files on a one-time use basis. There are many ways to do fundraising through the mail, and to save you time and money in the long run, you should begin creating and building a mailing list of donors who will help you generate six figures worth of money every election cycle. Now, I really haven't brought in how you can use the internet to raise money. It's being done, and it's being done effectively. You should have, on your website, the ability for donors to give you money to your campaign through your website. Now, remember that probably 75% of the money coming to your campaign will come from individual donors. 25% will come from PACs. Now, those are rough figures and depends on each campaign. But remember, the great majority will come from small donors. Now, it's your responsibility to go out, get a fundraising plan together, and start fundraising. Though raising a lot of money for your campaign is no guarantee of success, it will certainly go a long ways towards giving you every chance of winning. Next week, I'll continue talking about fundraising, especially in regards to PACs, and then how state parties can help you in your campaign.